back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And if you're like me, when you come into work, you come in with a sense of, you know, diligence, and this is your job, and you want to do it, and you need to learn things and communicate things, and it's all important and it has to get done. But then, when your colleague brings you chocolate toffee cookies, it is this beautiful thing in the day. Everything looks a little brighter, and that's my really weird metaphor for the next segment we call The Ramble.
I can give you the recipe. You can rock it all weekend long with the chocolate cookies. All right. I don't know if it's because of Nicolas Sarkozy's recent marriage to Carla Bruni, the songstress French model that got a certain tabloid in Russia all excited. They printed a story which apparently does not appear to be true. You may have seen this morning.
That's not going to stop them.
Giant headlines.
Get in the way of a good story.
Seriously, giant headlines this morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's denying a report in a Moscow paper that he's leaving his wife in order to marry a young Russian gymnast. There were all these pictures of Putin, 55, with this young woman in question named Alina, who is 24 and a rhythmic gymnast.
Yeah, not just any gymnast.
Rhythmic. They always had to put that in there. She's a member of Russian parliament as well. Now, this tabloid reported that Putin had secretly separated from his wife and had plans to marry the young limber lass. Now, Putin's response to a reporter who asked him about this today, niet. Well, actually, no, he said, quote, in what you said, there is not one word of truth. The tabloid has since apologized, saying, quote, there is no factual base for our publication.
Niet. Moving on. Science Daily is reporting that fat makes fat. It's true. New research out suggests that carrying around extra abdominal fat actually produces a hormone that stimulates fat production. It just, people with a weight problem just, they can't catch a break here. I mean, it just keeps multiplying. Previously, it was believed that this hormone, known as NPY for short, was only produced in the brain. It's believed to be this powerful agent in stimulating hunger. Up until now, scientists believed it caused overweight people to have bigger appetites. But the new data suggests that nettlesome NPY hormone is both stimulating hunger in the brain and causing fat cells to reproduce around your middle, too. So the researchers are hoping the findings will lead to better treatment of obesity.
The final score of Wednesday night's Clinton-Obama debate is being a little bit overshadowed by criticism aimed at the moderators of the Philadelphia Face-Off. This is not a lot of most lists and front pages of papers.
Yeah, these guys are taking a hit.
Yeah, ABC's Charlie Gibson and George Stephanopoulos, they had some jeers from the audience during the debate, and the next day coverage a lot more furious. Post-debate analysis of the moderators included comments like, quote, utterly asinine and despicable for their performance during the debate. I don't know if you read Tom Schell's column in the Washington Post. Hoo boy. Yeah. He took Gibson and Stephanopoulos out to the woodshed. They're being criticized by many media pundits for focusing on questions about campaign gaffes and flag pins rather than going after the issues. It took them a good 50 minutes to get into any issues like Iraq or anything like that. And also some people from the left are saying that they kind of ganged up on Barack Obama. That's your opinion, whatever. But ABC colleagues are defending the questioning, saying if Obama is the front runner, it makes sense to put your most challenging questions to him. You know, other moderators have taken hits in the past, but it's pretty amazing. There is something you need to be aware of, though. There's a hint of ideological divide in the reactions. Leaning right opinion pieces and blogs have generally viewed the moderator's performance as positive. Left-leaning blogs and media outlets have sown the greatest fury. I'm just surprised that nobody's commenting on, wasn't George Stephanopoulos in the Clinton administration and write a big fat book about it?
Right.
That's just the thing that I found a little head-scratchy. But he's very good on This Week, but that's still a little head-scratchy.
It's true, yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah, we have a little and some news about a missing cat. This man went to very big, extreme lengths to find this cat. A citywide search for Max, a Maine coon cat owned by the mayor of North Arlington, New Jersey. It's finally come to an end. Mayor Pete Massa has found Max in the wall of his own home. But that happened after he sent out automated emails. He used the town's automated email system to all of North Arlington's registered voters on Wednesday, posting a reward for the 14-year-old 20-pound cat. He even got the borough administrator involved, who paid $10 to make these robocalls to go out to voters who had listed their numbers. And all that for naught. Max was actually found around
in
5
the house.
In the morning in the house under a staircase where he apparently squeezed through a 5-inch hole, which is very small.
Wow, Max. Hey, quick, we have a little BPP book club news. Seth Bate, who lives in Kansas, had a funny thing happen when he went to buy the BPP's book club selection this month. It's Aaron Kyle's The God of Animals, a book by a woman about a woman who likes horses.
The person who found it for me and checked me out said she had read the book and really enjoyed it, but she was surprised there was a man who wanted to read it. And she may have even asked me first if I was buying it for someone else. Then she seemed to fear that she'd hurt my feelings or something, and she told me how she thought men who read lots of different fiction were more sensitive.
So apparently we picked a girly book. Can a man love a woman's book about horses? Just asking will open a thread on our blog.
Let me just say, there are lots of other adult interesting themes. It's not just for girls.
That's The Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.